Christian from Philly, and you're listening to another edition of the greatness known as the Christian Weekend Show, WrestleScamia Sacklash, ladies and gentlemen. And with me tonight, is guest co-host. One of them, I think he's here, or maybe.
I'm
maybe
here.
Not. Who knows? Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, please welcome DJ from FLA.
Yo. I'm here.
And if I'm not mistaken, another co-host has decided to join us. Is that right?
That is correct. That is correct.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his World Generation podcast never debut, this is Ahmad.
What's up, everybody? What's up with us?
Gentlemen, welcome to the show as always. Welcome, Ahmad, to being another co-host for this evening's event.
No problem. Glad to be here with my old buddies,
you.
DJ and Christian.
Yeah.
So, what the fuck, man? That fucking ending was trash. That's horrible. That was horrible. We'll talk about that in the end. That was horrible. This pay-per-view fucking sucked, ladies and gentlemen. This sucked. So,
I won't say that it completely sucked. I'm going to have to disagree with you there. Did the majority of it? Yeah, but not all of it. But we'll talk about that when we go to the match.
Well, it sucked in a business standpoint because of what happened during the show, but we'll talk about that when we get to there. The first thing was a match that I didn't watch, and that was the pre-show match between Ricochet and Sheamus. And I'm glad I didn't bother watching that because who really gives a fuck anyway, really? Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, I did. I actually did watch that match.
So did
how
I.
How was it?
The match, come on, it was pretty self-explanatory. You know, he comes out because he was supposed to have a match with Humberto Carrillo, and obviously he got hurt on, last Monday on Raw. So they had Sheamus come out on the pre-show and put out a open challenge, and Ricochet answered to it. And I had a feeling, you know, that Ricochet wasn't going to win. The match was fine, it was okay, but it was just the fact that it was, you know, pretty predictable. Mm-hmm. But what they did at the end after he lost is they had Ricochet mock Sheamus with his hat and his jacket that he always wears, which apparently is going to start up a feud. So this isn't over yet between the two, obviously, the way they ended it. So we'll just have to see where it goes from there. I don't know if this is going to end up with Ricochet actually winning a title. At some point down the line, but we'll just have to wait and see.
He already won another title.
How about another title? He hasn't done anything for a long time since the last time. So
the other thing, DJ, I think I agree with you is that I don't know why they had the U.S. title in the pre-show. That's another
correct
thing. Why would you have one of the major titles out there, and to have it on a pre-show kind of is, to me, it doesn't build up Sheamus or the title any more than why would you? Because you usually have like either jobbers or some, you know, unnecessary match that they do in the pre-show to get you warmed up for the regular show. But I think it just devalued Sheamus and the title. I didn't like it at all. But that's the part of the
like
at work.
I'm not a big fan of WWE putting wrestlers who have a title. Unless it's the 24/7 title, you can do 24/7 title, fine. But anything other than that shouldn't be on a pre-show, and that's just me. I don't agree with, because it just makes you make the title seem like it doesn't mean anything if you're going to put the title, especially the U.S. Championship, U.S.
Right.
title on a pre-show. I mean, that's pretty pathetic.
Yeah. Well, we got that out of the way. Let's go to the main show. We kick things off with the women's triple threat title match for the Raw Women's Championship. It's champion Rhea Ripley defending against Charlotte Flair and Asuka. The match was okay. Nothing to write home about. There was a lot of botches in it. Clunky. Nothing too really special, really. Just a bunch of spot fest after spot fence. Not really special. It was okay. Not need to write home.
Yeah,
about.
The match.
Yeah. What else?
Really? No.
You wanted to say something, Deacon?
No, I was going to say the match was decent. You know, I'm a big Rhea Ripley fan, and so I was happy to see her. You were right. There were a few botches here and there. And the right person won. So Rhea Ripley should be the one to win, retain her title, and she did. So that's good on WWE.
It was still too predictable, though, no? I think it was still too – right, DJ?
I didn't think it was predictable because they threw they threw Charlotte into this match to make it a triple threat. And, you know, anytime Charlotte's in a match, there's always that little bit of a possibility that she could come out the winner if she's not already the winner, the champion.
Right.
They kind of threw her in there. I think they threw her in there kind of throw people off to make them think that, you know, they were going to give Charlotte the title, because that's usually what happens. So, and they're using that to kind of throw a swerve at everybody, because they're already assuming, because, you know, as we always complain about Charlotte being in title matches all the time. So
mm-hmm.
if you're that type that's like, oh, Charlotte in the match, she's probably going to win, well, that's why they put her in there, because you never know with her when they're going to give it to her, when they're not going to give it to her. So I didn't think it was all that predictable. Just because if Charlotte wasn't in the match, I would probably agree with it being predictable, but because she was, I didn't think it was, and it was decent.
Yeah, aside from all the botches, I think it was a decent match. It was a decent match, and I think the whole night, if you encompass it, this was actually one of the better matches throughout the night. So
yeah,
we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, it was a decent match, but it was nothing to write home about, you know. If this happened at WrestleMania,
right,
I think it would have sucked. Yeah, so there's that first match, you know. Then right home. The second match, we're going to have little problems here, because I did not like the second match. I don't like how it was booked. It's bullshit. The tag match the handicap match, then it turned into a fucking tag match. Was the SmackDown titles between Dolph Ziggler and Rude versus Rey Mysterio. The Dirty Dogs jumped Dominik backstage on the pre-show, and Dominik was selling his rib injury. Rey Mysterio was in a handicap match. They beat the shit out of him, but apparently two full-grown men can't beat this midget because it takes them forever to fucking beat this guy. The match was fucking too long for a fucking tag match, handicap match. This was way too long. Then Dominik returns, and they fucking win the fucking tag belts. This is fucking bullshit. I bet you 10 to 1, right? If there was a live crowd, they would boo the shit out of Dominik. Because nobody likes the fucking cookie cutter babyface.
Right. I agree. Yeah,
we were all looking for a heel turn.
They had a great opportunity here to make something good happen with this match, especially after what happened with Dominik. And I thought it was coming when Dominik came back and he was trying to tag in, and it looked like Rey Mysterio wasn't trying to tag in because he didn't want to tag his son in because he was hurt. You know, that could have given Dominik some resentfulness towards his father for not tagging in, and that would have been the opportunity for him to turn on his father. It's been talked about. Everybody's talked about it, about him turning on his father and stuff. And that was a good opportunity for that to happen, and they didn't do it. They went ahead and they kind of teased it a little, I think, in my opinion. And and then at the end, obviously, they let Mysterio and Dominik win the tag titles. Do I think that was a mistake? Part of me thinks it's a mistake. I just think this whole thing, the way they booked it and had him, you know, jumped in the back and beat up, and just to have him come back out didn't make any sense to me whatsoever. You know, regardless of the courageousness that people might see in it, oh, he's coming out, he just got his butt kicked in the back, and now he's coming out, and he's, you know, blah, blah, blah. We've seen it a million times. We've seen this play out a million times, not with him, but with other wrestlers and stuff. So Yeah, this wasn't one of my favorite matches at all, to be honest with you. It really wasn't.
Yeah, I agree. It was very predictable. We were all looking for a heel turn that just never happened. It would have been nice if we would have done that at that moment. And then, you know, it would have been nice. It would have, you know, a father-son rivalry, I think, and it's supposed to happen, but I guess if it would have happened tonight, it would have been a good time to do it. And we know with the way the WWE books its stuff, they're always behind the eight ball. You'll see this storyline come in a couple of months later, be like, oh, this shit should have been done during Backlash, or Backslash, I call it. It should have been done at that time.
Exactly.
Yeah, it should have been done now. This would have been a good time to start that storyline with the father and son, but they didn't do it. The match was predictable, and it was too long. I do agree with that. I want it to be over already, and it was almost like getting your tooth pulled out. It was, that's how bad it was. I didn't like it, but, I mean, they won. I guess they had to make history, quote-unquote.
Yeah. Wow.
Also, how the fuck is he able to do a frog splash? Isn't he supposed to sell that his ribs are fucking injured? So
yeah, that never happens. You know that. That always happens here. Like, they get jumped in the back as soon as they go into the ring. Somehow, some way, they're miraculously healed and they can do a frog splash with their ribs hurt, you know? So
Garbage.
Yeah, definitely garbage.
But we're not through yet. We're going to the worst match of the entire fucking pay-per-view right now. Because up next, we had the Lumberjack match featuring the fucking zombies for Batista's new movie, Army of the Dead, with The Miz and Damian Priest, a feud that nobody gives a fuck about. We've seen this match 100 times on Raw. And guess what? Surprise, surprise, Miz loses. But that's not the highlight of the shit. The worst highlight of the shit was the fact that the fucking zombies were the fucking Lumberjacks. And the match was stopped with The Miz and fucking Damian Priest fighting the fucking zombies, which was shit. And then the zombies, I guess, killed John Morrison in the fucking match. But this was shit.
Oh, my
this
God.
This was
the
worst
Who
match of the entire
hell cares?
What, can you guys agree with me, DJ? Would you agree that this was the worst fucking match in this entire pay-per-view?
Yeah, I think I would. I really didn't like this. I know they were trying to advertise. I get it. But yeah, this was pretty sad. I know a lot of people on social media and whatnot were pretty much hating on it as well. So yeah, this was pretty bad. It just looked really just thrown together last minute type of deal, as far as I'm concerned. They could have thought of something else better if they were going to have a lumberjack match. They should have had, you know, but then again, you know, look at the call letters in this brand here, WWE Entertainment, and that's what they're after. They're after the entertainment part of it, you know, and advertising at the same time. But it doesn't make, even though they were doing that, it doesn't make it good, because it sure as heck wasn't. So yeah, this is probably the worst match of the night.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the moniker of WWE Entertainment, this was not entertainment at all. It was horrible.
I feel bad for Damian Priest. I feel bad.
Oh, I feel bad for all of them, because they had no choice. They have to do what they're... So, you know, the deal that they made with Peacock, they've already gotten their money from Peacock. So they can do whatever they want. They can put the shittiest show out there, and they got their money. They don't have to worry about any revenue. They're not worried about... And as we were watching it all together... You saw, Christian, that, you know, only 700,000 people were watching it. Think about that. If that happened to on a pay-per-view, like people calling into the cable providers, hey, I want my money back. This was shit. This was and it has happened in the past before. But here, because it's the guaranteed money that they got from Peacock, they can put out shit programming, and this is what we get. We get zombies in a wrestling match. And, one thing I did like, though, when Morrison was jumping around kicking the zombies in the head, he made some pretty decent moves out there. But it's still, that shouldn't have been there. Those zombies should not have been part of that match. You're right. They could have done a better job of – I mean, they were advertising the movie all throughout the pay-per-view. Why couldn't they just keep it to that? Why did they have to add it to a match where it doesn't belong? And and especially this rivalry between Damian Priest and The Miz and Morrison, it's stupid. It doesn't make sense. Go away. Start a new storyline. Nobody's interested. Move on. That's my thing on that.
I'm going to say it right now. Damian Priest is fucking ruined. I'm sorry. This kid was ruined before dead on arrival. Like, this feud sucks. Like,
yeah.
Everyone's just going to remember him as being Bad Bunny's bodyguard. That's all they're going to remember this guy. He's ruined.
Yeah,
I feel bad for the guy.
Yeah, so do I. I mean, give him time. Like I said, WWE is behind the eight ball. They'll finally come up with a storyline that all of us will agree should be happening now, but they'll come up with it 2 months later. It was like, oh, they're late. I mean, it's too late. You've already lost. People have lost interest in him, so you're not going to get him over unless you do something different with him. But
yeah,
move on to the next thing, brother.
Yeah, the next thing was another, I don't know, this is my opinion, a disappointing match that nobody gives a fuck about. Bayley versus Bianca Belair for the women's title. Yeah, as you can see by the sound of my voice, I'm very enthusiastic.
You're basing that on the fact that it's Bayley, and we know how you feel about Bayley. So you're clearly not looking at it as just a match between two female.
I'm basing it because I've seen these two wrestle each other before. I've seen these matches before.
But your preconception notion of Bayley is already that she's already sucks. She's horrible. The match was an okay match. There was a lot of botches in that match, and I did not like the ending the finish was. It was all in all an okay match. It wasn't like a horrible, terrible, excuse me. It was a horrible, terrible match. I just didn't like it. It was also very botchy. It was very messy. There was some part of it that was good, but other than that, I don't know, DJ, what do you think? Am I wrong?
No, not at all. I think you hit the nail right on the head. I mean, what can you do? You know,
right? Right.
And again, there's no Sasha Banks. She didn't even show up. What the fuck happened to Sasha Banks?
That's
she
true.
Suddenly disappeared.
I said there was a. You asked me earlier if I thought that was a possibility, and I said, yeah, that is a possibility. I just, you know, I'm not 100% sure if it's going to happen or not. This match between these two, honestly, I honestly didn't really have anything really bad to say about it. I mean, I just don't have anything bad to say about it. I know
it's
something you didn't want to see. I know it's not something you want to see, but I'm looking at it as two competitors doing their thing in the ring. I'm looking at it that aspect, not of who they are or who's in the ring. And based on that, I thought this match was actually pretty good. I didn't think there was really anything that bad about it. I'm not going to sit here and lie and kind of make up some bad stuff about it, you know, just because the way you feel about it, Christian, you know, I can't 100% agree with you on it. So I have to be honest. I thought this match was decent. It wasn't terrible. I've seen worse matches before. And, you know, this one wasn't bad at all. I didn't think it was that bad.
Yeah, they're probably going to do it again at Hell in a Cell anyway.
And then Sasha Banks will probably be thrown in the mix, and then we'll have another triple threat women's title match. We'll have to wait and see what happens with that.
Yeah. So up next we had the semi-main event. We had, oh, by the way, Hell in a Cell has been moved up to June 20th. That's right. It's not on October this year. That's because Money in the Bank is going to be live with attendance, with live crowd. So that's why. So be prepared for that. Be prepared. So
in
the
July.
Next match was...
In July.
Yes, in July. Yeah.
Well, you know why? Apparently, because things are going to be a lot more open for people who've been vaccinated. They're going to require that. Probably some of that stuff's going to go on. That's why they're probably going to have the live crowd back, and because that's the
deadline
for the
CDC. Can I just make a comment? I don't know if I'm allowed to say names, but there's someone that we both know who has his own wrestling channel on YouTube, and I am beside myself with what he said about the main event match tonight. Because I can't remember the last time I remember hearing this guy say this about him. Because he was a huge Roman Reigns hater. Huge. And, you know, maybe he's just setting aside his true feelings and just like I was doing with the Bianca and Bayley match, you know, and just calling it as a, you know, from what I saw at a match aspect. But am I allowed to say his name?
You could do whatever. I don't care. But just to be safe, don't say
it. He's very well known. He's very well known in the IWC. He's got his own YouTube wrestling channel. And he's very, very much into the wrestling business. With that being said, his name is JD from NY, and he said this on Twitter. He said, Roman Reigns may be the best professional wrestler in the world right now. Fantastic wrestling match with Cesaro as Roman Reigns retains. Hashtag WM backlash. I'm not upset that he said that. I'm just very shocked because for the most part, whenever he used to talk about Roman, especially during the times where like Roman was being like shoved down our throats for like many years, for him to come out and say something like that, I'm just very shocked, very surprised. I couldn't believe it when I read that, because that's not the JD I know. But maybe he's just, you know,
I think it is, DJ? I think because back, because I remember him just like we were back when we had our show, we were all talking to them, Roman Reigns should become a heel and blah, blah, and this and that. I guess when he finally turned heel, it's like, oh, he's better heel now. Maybe that's what changed his mind. But to me, personally, and I don't know about you and Christian, but him as a heel, I'm not going for it. He doesn't sell it like he does. The only time you feel like he's getting a reaction, he's getting doing a good job getting a reaction out of the crowd, out of the audience. But to me, still not that. We mentioned in the call together, I was like, you already have Paul Heyman as your mouthpiece. Paul Heyman is the mouthpiece for Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar never said a word unless he said, okay, Brock, say something. But 9 times out of 10, 90% of the times, 95% of the times, Paul Heyman was the guy that was talking. So do the same with Roman. Then you'll see the reaction and the thing. But they're not going to do that. Same thing with MVP with Bobby Lashley. Bobby Lashley should shut up and let MVP do the talking. Let him take the heat, and based on that heat, he'll get the heat even more. But it's something simple that was done back in the day. It could still be done today, and it's effective, and it was effective with Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman.
Yeah.
It can be effective for these two, but they're not going to do it because it's really simple. It's easy. It's wrestling. That's what wrestling used to be. The manager talks,
right.
Talent stay quiet. Remember when Andre the Giant had Bobby Heenan as his manager? He never said a word. He just stood there, and Heenan did all the talking. And everybody hated him even more. How can you get together with that guy? He always was against you. He was always your – it's very easy, but they don't do it. That's the problem. So maybe some people fall for the new formula. I'm not falling for it. I don't like it. I think he's still not the heel that I wanted. I want Roman Reigns. If he was just like the Brock Lesnar type, just shut up and do his thing. And even this, head of the table, chief and all that stuff, I don't like it. I don't like it. But that just
– Yeah.
I don't know how you – Yeah.
Right.
And his theme song's trash, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
not feeling his
new
theme song either.
Right. And that's what he comes up with? It's not fitting. You know what I mean? It's got to be something totally different than what he was. I don't know. But I digress. Next.
So now we go to the WWE Championship Triple Threat match. This was a good match, I guess. This was decent. It was a train wreck, but it was decent. It was Bobby Lashley, the champion, versus Drew McIntyre versus Braun Strowman. Strowman powerbombed Drew McIntyre in a crazy spot through the announcing table. That was sick. That was crazy. Drew McIntyre throws Lashley to the LED entrance thing. I don't know what it's called, the sides of the LED entrance.
The side of the
and
LED board,
Bobby, yeah. And Bobby Lashley no-sells it. Like, he didn't take no fucking damage, and he wins the fucking match. That was bad. That was just bad. What are your thoughts?
This match was so good. I thought it was really good up until, and the, you know, the spot you just spoke about where McIntyre threw Lashley through the side of the LED board, and no sold it. Yeah, that was trash. I don't like when you do spot when promotions do spots like that, and they don't do that spot right. They don't do that spot justice. And, you know, and I know, I understand that Lashley, you know, is the champion and all, and your whole idea was to keep the belt on him and stuff, but then don't do a spot like that. If that,
mm-hmm.
if he's going to he's going to be retaining his title. You got to do a spot like that. You know, you have to do it right. And you have to, there's so many people that undersell things that happen to them. They come back like nothing happened. I'm getting tired of that, man. If you're not gonna sell it, don't do it, man. Do something else. Come up with something else. But don't sit there and act like nothing happened to you, you know. And I knew Bobby Lashley was gonna come back. That was when he got thrown into the side of that LED board. It dawned on me that that's probably his way of getting his freedom before he came back and to do the deed and to retain his title. And I just thought that was just a crappy way to do it, but whatever. I mean, it is what it is, and I'm kind of curious now where they're going to go with this, you know, with Bobby Lashley and who's next. I mean, what else are they going to do? I'm not going to be able to see it tomorrow because I'm working, but Raw, I'm not going to be able to see the Raw. I'm curious now. What are they going to do?
I don't know what they could do. They kind of backed themselves
in a corner with this match after the outcome of it, just like they kind of backed themselves in a corner with the main event, and we'll talk about that when we get to that match.
I agree. The match was good up until that point too. I agree with you guys on that, 100%. Good match up until that point, and then when he went through, I had the same thing. I was like, "Well, there he goes. He's probably gonna win." Because the other thing that and you're right, same thing happened with Rey Mysterio's son, right?
Dominic.
Yeah. He came out, but he didn't sell the injury. Same thing here. I mean, I don't care how almighty you are when you're supposedly going into a LCD screen with all those electronics blowing up in your face. There's no way you could not be hurt. So, okay, I get it. He's the almighty. But at the same time, he's a human being. And I think at that point, it should have been between McIntyre and Strowman. One of those two should have won. And then you could pick it up again on Monday night and follow it up that way. You know, hey, you know, I got thrown in. I want a rematch. But they fucked it up. They completely messed it up, and they – gave the belt back onto him, old boring Bobby Lashley. I was not happy about that. Tonight, all of the matches, I was not happy about the way that they ended it. The finishes suck.
Mm-hmm.
Every single thing, like, they had the matches going, go so good, boom. Either they had botches in the middle of the matches, or they fucked up the finishes. And at the end, you're like, wait a minute, all this crescendo, and at the end, I got a blah. Like, you just took a needle and burst my bubble at the end like that. I didn't like that either.
Mm-hmm.
So
Bianca Belair couldn't do a roll-up pin right. She botched that too in the end.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's the next match, right? So that's another one. That's another perfect example. I mean, that's how you end a match. Very disappointing. Very, very disappointing.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what they're going to do next. They're going to have fucking Drew McIntyre versus Bobby Lashley in a Hell in a Cell match next. That's what they're going to do. We're going to see this match again. This feud's going to continue.
Well, they don't have anything else. I mean, what else are they going to do? Who are they going to build up in time to be legit for Lashley?
Well, then again, they don't do build-ups anymore.
Who do they have?
DJ, they don't do build-ups anymore, remember? They just basically, they could actually...
But they don't have
anybody. That's what I'm saying. They don't have anybody.
Right. I mean, the other thing that I'd like to see, and I don't know if you guys would agree with this right now, these two, the two brand thing is not working. I don't think, SmackDown, or maybe they will, maybe they won't, Raw. They should just unify the Universal and the WWE title together and have a match among those two guys. What do you think about that? Lashley versus Reigns. That's never been done before. It's been done before in the back, but this is a perfect time to do it again. Unify the titles, get one title, and the title holder will be on both brands, SmackDown and Raw. It's an idea.
Sure,
not gonna do it.
Yeah, probably. But then again, now they have nobody. Like, they have nobody for Raw to face this fucker for this fucking world title. They have nobody. They have no stars. They have no. The only there's only one person that can face Bobby Lashley, and it's Drew McIntyre. What, is Drew McIntyre going to be the only one that's going to face this fucker for this belt?
There's another guy out there, but I don't know if he's ever going to come back. Brock Lesnar.
Who?
Brock Lesnar.
He won't come back. He won't come back unless there's a crowd.
Right, which is probably going to be around SummerSlam, or that's the only time I think he'll probably, if there's a chance, that's what he's probably going to do it.
You better.
Yeah. There you go.
So up next. All right, so up next is the main event of the whole show. It's fucking Roman Reigns versus Cesaro. It was a great match. Great shit. Cesaro looked like a star. He looked like a million bucks. Roman did good. But the ending was a joke. It was a travesty. First off, Cesaro looks like a fucking scrub now. He looks like a schmuck. He lost clean. No interference. Cesaro lost clean. Now he looks like a scrub. Then, Jimmy does not appear again. He doesn't even appear after the fucking match. We never see Jimmy again. He's gone. Then Jay comes out, beats the shit out of Cesaro. And then Seth Rollins comes out, and he beats the shit out of Cesaro. So now it's going to be another match we've seen already between Seth Rollins and Cesaro at Hell in a Cell. So that means Cesaro's out of the fucking title picture already. He's done. And you know what else is going to happen at Hell in a Cell, right? We're gonna do the same thing they did the last Hell in a Cell last year. Roman against another fucking Uso. Instead of Jay, it's going to be fucking Jimmy. And a Hell in a Cell match for the fucking belt. They're just repeating the same shit. This is a fucking repeat. This shit sucks. What are your thoughts?
When I got to this match, I told you earlier, I said, how they backed themselves into a corner with this match because, like you said, after what happened with Cesaro tonight, he's pretty much out of the picture, title picture. So who do they have on SmackDown? They really didn't have anybody to begin with. They didn't really have the stars to begin with. And now it's like, okay, what's next? What's next? And you're probably right. It's probably going to be Jimmy. And they're going to waste their time on doing this whole thing with Jimmy because then at the end, if I know WWE and how they do things, they'll do all this crap with Jimmy versus Roman to the point where Jimmy gives in and joins them. And I'm just like, you know, and they're going to draw this whole thing out. And that's what, and that's what's going to happen in the end. And it's just going to be just so horrible. It's going to be absolutely horrible. This match itself was actually pretty good. I actually enjoyed this match. I did not like the way they ended it. Although I will give them props on this, if they did not make Cesaro tap out. That would have made him look like a big time chump if they had made him tap out. And they didn't. He just was, he was basically just choked out, whatever you want to call it. With the move that Roman put on him. And so that itself right there kind of kept them strong a little bit. It didn't completely, you know, make him look weak by any stretch. I just thought that I guess they probably figured this thing with Cesaro and Roman wasn't really working out, and so they just decided to go and just have this feud with him and Seth Rollins again. To go back to the feud. Because, I mean, to be honest with you, because maybe for the Seth Rollins wasn't around for a while, but now that he's back, they want to go back to the feud. Because they did have a feud, and nothing really got settled. It just kind of stopped. Nothing really got settled with the feud. It didn't culminate anywhere, really. So they had to go back and revisit this. And hopefully, you know, they'll do it right. I feel bad for Cesaro, you know, because it's like they gave him a push, and now it's like his push is over. And like I said, the match was fine. I just didn't like the way it ended. With then Seth Rollins coming in with that suit. I don't know where he gets his suits from, but Lord have mercy, that one was crazy. I don't know what to say about that one. But Seth Rollins coming in at the end and jumping Cesaro after Jimmy. If Jimmy came out first, I don't want to skip that. Or not Jimmy J came out and did his thing to Cesaro. And then Seth Rollins comes out and obviously continues this feud with them. So, yeah, just the only thing, the only thing I didn't like was the ending. The ending as far as, you know, Cesaro losing, because that match was fantastic. It was very fantastic, and I enjoyed it very much.
My thoughts on the match, I agree with you, DJ, the match was good. The ending was... I didn't like the ending. Even it did make him strong, in the fact that he didn't tap out. That's good. It didn't make him look like chump. But the fact of the matter is the way that the ending. I wasn't happy. You should have done either a pin or something like that. But it's fine. I mean, this is how they wrote the show, right? This is how they wrote the match. For me, a couple of things. So I know you guys are saying, oh, they're gonna probably have that feud with Jimmy and stuff. I'm going to play devil's advocate here, and I think it might be another feud coming. I think there's going to be a feud between the brothers, Jimmy versus Jay, right? That's a possibility. The way that they kept on signaling that, they're going to take their time in building that feud, because Jimmy kept on saying, hey, you're a chump, you're a bitch, you're blah, blah, blah. That could be an angle that they work on with these two guys. That might be something different. Mm-hmm. They might have a match in the Hell in a Cell. The other thing that I saw, the way that you saw Seth Rollins jumping into the ring and giving a smile to Roman Reigns.
Roman.
Because I read, a few months ago, I read something online that said that Roman was going to have a faction, you know, building up his faction. There's a possibility that Rollins might join his faction. That could be a sign of the way that they kind of nodded each other. If they do that, if they go forward with that, it might be not a bad idea. Because Rollins really, as his character's not really going over. Not his Jesus, the Messiah character didn't go so well. This character's, I don't think, if you notice, he's trying to come up with different outfits to get attention. That was a Joker's outfit. That was literally out of the Joker's closet. That's what it looked like to me. But if this is the angle that they're working towards, and then they're trying to get another opponent for Roman Reigns, or it might be a triple, they might do... a triple threat again. Who knows? There might be something that they've done before again. They're going to try it with these three guys. You never know. They're going to recycle matches. They're going to recycle matches again. But if they go with the feud with the brothers and and eventually, you're right, they're going to probably come back and say, oh, you know, Jimmy and Jay are going to join his faction. If Seth Rollins joins his faction, then he's going to build a tribe.
Roman Reigns' tribe. It's going to be like another version of the Shield kind of deal, you know?
I would be very surprised if Seth Rollins joined that faction, to be honest. I'm not saying that it's the possibility isn't there, but I would be very, very surprised.
The way that they nodded in the ring like that? See the way he smiled and look at him, and then he went straight after Cesaro, the way he went after Cesaro? That was a brutal beating, you know. So Cesaro might be out for a while.
Because those two were feuding. Those two were already feuding,
right.
So.
Yeah.
And
well,
they never finished,
we'll see.
So.
But, yeah, and the way that they're booking the matches tonight, it was horrible. I mean, do you guys give ratings at the end here?
We give ratings in the end.
Now, here's my question.
Yeah.
After what Seth Rollins did to Cesaro with his arm and everything in the chair and everything, is that going to put Cesaro out for a while, or is he going to come back too and act like nothing happened? You know what I mean? They had him beat up in a way to where he was going to be taking some time off. And
probably.
So I'm just wondering.
What they're going to do. Yeah, if they wrote him off for him to give some time off for him to heal or something for Cesaro, this might have been a way. And then he comes back, and then he feuds with both Seth and Roman Reigns, maybe, you know, Superman.
Mm-hmm.
The Swiss Superman has feuds with two guys. That could be a possibility. But the way that they beat him up tonight, he's going to be off TV for a while. He's going to be off TV for a while, unless he comes back with a slingshot and says, you know, I'm going to fight you guys with one arm. We don't know.
Yeah.
We all know that Jimmy's going to face Roman at Hell in a Cell. That's what's going to happen.
Well, I don't know. Christian, if that's the way you're going to write the shows, then if that's the way you're going to write it for WWE, then you got the insight, man.
Let's suppose Jimmy does face Jay at Hell in a Cell. Who's Roman supposed to face then?
He might not face anybody for a while, and we'll let this thing between Jay and Jimmy pan out, and then eventually it will migrate into Jimmy fighting Roman, you know, just like Jay did, and then Jimmy joins the faction. He joins them. You know what I mean? They're gonna draw this whole thing out, I have a feeling, into the next few weeks and the next month or so.
But I agree with you, Christian. It's going to be a mistake if they do that same route with Roman and Jimmy doing that. So it's going to be
zero.
Yeah. It's going to get zero credibility. I don't like it.
And the problem is, Vince is the problem because he's not doing anything to build bigger stars because he refuses to do it, and that's why he doesn't.
Right.
He's got Roman. He's got Seth, which Seth really hasn't done anything since he left to go on paternity leave because his wife was having a baby. On the other end, they have on Raw, they've got Strowman, who hasn't been doing much. They've got Lashley, and they got McIntyre. That's really their only big name, you know, that you would normally see on a main event. That's not a lot,
right?
And that's why they're so screwed right now, because they don't have anybody to build anybody. He won't give them credibility. He won't let them evolve and get better and just be believable. And that's what needs to happen here, and he's just not letting it happen, and that's why the product sucks. That's why we get the same old matches every week, whether it's on Raw or SmackDown or pay-per-view. Everything is just the same because he's got nothing, and he's not building. You know what's better right now? Because this is how bad things are, is that the women's division is better than the men's right now.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
I believe that the women's division has got a lot more going on right now, and I'm not talking about where it involves the women's tag, because that's a mess in itself, but I'm talking about as far as, like, the individual titles, the Raw women's and the SmackDown women's title. The things they got going on right now with those two titles, with the women that are involved, they got a good thing going right now. And that's outdoing the men right now, as far as I'm concerned, because they don't have anything going. They're just They got nothing.
No, you're
so,
right.
I don't know what they're going to do, but...
I think out of the brands right now, if I look at, you know, SmackDown, NXT and Raw, I've been watching NXT the past couple of weeks. NXT is really, really, it reminds you of that old school wrestling and the way that they wrestle and the way that they call the matches. It's really, really, it's like completely different.
Yeah, but NXT's going down each week with the ratings.
Well, let's talk about, forget about the ratings right now. If you look at match for match and an NXT in a Raw match, NXT is way, way better than what the two other brands are pulling out right now. Even the talent and the way that they promote and the way that they do the promos and the way that, maybe because the Triple H is like heading that talent down there. He's been in the business. He knows he's been a wrestler, so he knows how to run that thing, and he knows how to build stories. The ratings are ratings. It is what it is. Wrestling is not what it was back in the Attitude Era when we were watching it, right? But looking at it from brand to brand right now, NXT is the best brand out of all three in WWE, out of all of them. AEW is completely over that, I think. That's a totally different animal. You would talk about... like the 2 hours that they put out in that program, AEW is completely, completely, completely in a different stratosphere. That's real. That's the wrestling that I remember from back in the day. The way that they promote, the way even their matches, you see it every week. So.
Yep.
Well,
I agree.
Let's go back about not building stars. Let's list the wrestlers that Roman has faced so far, right? Roman faced Bray Wyatt in The Fiend. And Braun Strowman, did he put them over? Nope. Bray Wyatt's been off television after WrestleMania, so he's gone. And Braun Strowman just lost tonight, so they're not over. Next people, Kevin Owens. Did he put over Kevin Owens? No. Kevin Owens is in mid-card hell. He's facing for the Fatal 4-Way for the Intercontinental Championship, but we all know he ain't fucking winning that match on SmackDown, so that's not gonna fucking happen. So he's in mid card hell. Did he put over Daniel Bryan? No. Daniel Bryan got destroyed. Did he put over Edge, the Royal Rumble winner? Fuck no. He got embarrassed. He got treated like a fucking old man, a grandpa. But he didn't.
And now it's time for Booking 101 with the Philly Lily with the Chili and the Willy, Christian from Philly.
Did he put over Jey Uso? Fuck no. Jey Uso's a fucking goon now. He loses every fucking match on fucking SmackDown on TV. He never wins fucking pay-per-view matches. Wow, he got a fucking Andre the Giant trophy. That's a great consolation prize. They don't even mention it on fucking TV that he's an Andre the Giant winner. So great. He doesn't even put over his own fucking family. How the fuck is he able to put over other people? Did he put over Cesaro? He did tonight. Halfway, but then Cesaro got destroyed. So that feud's over. So yeah, not a single fucking person Roman Reigns has put over since turning fucking heel. Not a single fucking guy looks like a legitimate fucking star. Not even his own motherfucking cousin, who is a fucking goon, who is a bitch. Main event Jey Uso my ass. Yes, he's in the main event, but he always fucking loses in the fucking main event. He is a scrub. Fuck this heel run. I hate it. And I can't believe that they might actually have this motherfucker keep this fucking belt until next year's WrestleMania, just to have that fucking match with the fucking Rock. I can't fucking believe this shit.
Yeah,
I can't believe
it. It might come to fruition that we're going to have to sit on this thing with Roman for the rest of of this year until next WrestleMania. Man, I'm afraid to say
the Roman train
happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm afraid it's going to happen.
I agree with you. I don't want to stand the Roman train. I want to get off now. I want to get off now. So I do.
Yeah,
I really want to get off.
People talk about Triple H's reign of terror. This is fucking Roman Reigns' fucking reign of terror. We're reliving the reign of terror right now.
And
I'm gonna
tell
you right here on your show. I'm gonna tell you this, and I'm gonna tell you right here on your show. If it starts to look that way, and this thing happens, I may not be watching this product for much longer.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you that right now. You two are the first to
hear. And DJ, I'm gonna do you one better. I can't believe I'm saying this, and it's May 16th, 2021. I miss John Cena. I really do.
Oh.
Like I wasn't a fan of John Cena, but I
was never.
His promos were good. I mean, his promos was good. At least he put people over. Even when he was a heel, he was a good heel. But when he was good, he was good. I you know, at least
he was never
and
a
he believed
heel,
what he said.
He was never a heel. He just had different gimmicks. He had his rapper gimmick.
Well, he was.
When
he was a doctor of Thugonomics, he was a heel. He was
he
really
a
bad guy, but he wasn't. But he got
that was
popular
just another
because
persona
of
his.
Yeah, but
it
I
wasn't,
still
like that.
Him,
that did
still,
not make him a heel.
Right, but my point is that he was believable in whatever he did. Is that correct? With Roman Reigns, no matter what he does, it's not believable. It's like an overacting, like a role. Same with when he goes to his heel turn, it's not believable. It's not even, you don't think that he's a bad guy. It's overacting. I agree with Christian. This heel turn is fucked up. It's not what we wanted. It's not what it's supposed to be. I don't think he's the face of the company in the way that he is the face.
Mm-hmm.
And even in the PG era, they usually have a PG guy being the face of the company. It's just weird to me to have a heel as your face. It doesn't make sense. There's really no other good guy to really go. There's no positive to the negative right now.
Right.
All for the fucking Rock. All for the fucking mess of the Rock, which the Rock is gonna fucking. I'm telling you right now, it's a lose-lose situation at WrestleMania next year. Either way, people are gonna get upset because if Roman wins, people are gonna hate it. But if The Rock wins, people are going to still hate it because then it's going to be CM Punk and The Rock all over again, where a part-timing guy from Hollywood comes back, beats your main champion roster, and fucking takes the belt. It's the same shit all over again if that's the case. And guess what? That's going to make the main roster look like garbage because that means that the main roster ain't good enough to defeat your main roster champion. But a fucking part-timer fucking guy from Hollywood is good enough to be your main roster champion. That's shit.
Right.
You know how terrible that looks?
I mean, they've done it before, dude. I mean, Brock Lesnar was another perfect example, but at least Brock Lesnar brought people in the seat. At least he was a part-timer that, you know, did his job, left, and then that's it. He just did it for the money. And he said he did it for the money. You don't like people. But I agree with you. I don't know. If that's the case, I won't be watching either. I haven't actually, to be honest, I out of curiosity, I watched it tonight to see. I wasn't going to watch it either, but I said, let me give them a chance. They screwed it up again tonight for me. It's just going downhill. Like I used to be excited for Raw. I'm not excited for Raw or even SmackDown anymore. Nothing to be excited about. Last Friday, I fell asleep during SmackDown. Would you believe that? I fell asleep. That's how boring it was, bro. So. Yeah, I'm not kidding you. It's getting to a point where it's like, hey, if I need to go to sleep, I'll just put wrestling on and it puts me to sleep. There you go.
Yeah.
That's sad.
How many fucking segments did Roman had 2 weeks ago? He had motherfucking six. He had six segments of him and his family talking bullshit for 2 hours. This was the Roman Reigns aisle. The Roman Reigns show.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't fucking SmackDown.
Yeah.
Well,
they got nothing. They're not doing anything with everyone that they have on their roster. You know, whether it's on SmackDown or Raw, dude. They're just. I guarantee you, if we were there at one of their tapings, whatever, or one of their live shows, however they're doing it, and we were in the back, I guarantee you we see a ton of people back there just sitting around doing nothing that they could be using.
Right.
And they're just sitting around, you know, waiting to get the calls because they're not doing anything with them. They've got nothing for them. And then the next thing you know, Vince decides he wants to clean house and wants to get rid of people again. And it's just ridiculous. I mean, so much talent. And he doesn't have enough sense to use what he has and make good with it. Try to improve his brand, man. It's just garbage these days.
Well, that's what happens when you use soap opera writers for your wrestling show. That's what he's been using for the past 10 years.
Let's talk about the people who weren't on the pay-per-view. Let's talk about Apollo Crews or how he's an afterthought of IC champion, right? Because I feel like Commander Aziz is getting more fucking attention than fucking the IC champion. Like, am I wrong? Is Commander Aziz getting a bigger push than fucking Apollo Crews? I feel like Apollo Crews is an afterthought. Like, what the fuck? Commander Aziz literally had a fucking segment where he was receiving a fucking medal. And he was on a podium that was way above fucking Apollo Crews, almost like he was looking down on Apollo, and he's the fucking IC champion. What the fuck?
Well, that's the same point that DJ just made. That's the point that DJ made, is that Vince has all this talent. He does not know how to use the talent. And when they're about to get a push or get a certain thing, what does he do? He says, "Oh, you know what? I need to clean house. This one's got to go. That one's got to go." So there's no organization behind the organization anymore. There's none.
He has nobody.
That they do doesn't make sense.
He hardly has
right?
anybody on his roster that he can put out there against somebody like Roman, you know, or someone like Lashley that's going to be believable. And you want to know why? Because it's his fault for not building them up to be believable.
Right.
That they could go against someone like Lashley or Roman.
Exactly.
And even Strowman.
And that's why the brand
Strowman,
sucks. The brand
right.
sucks.
Remember Strowman was an indestructible guy. He could lift cars. Whatever happened to that guy? Every time there was a push, he got punished. Every time that they wanted to do something, he was punished. Every time he was supposed to get the title, even when he had the title, but it was a really...
I mean, look.
It was a short reign.
Look what happened with Keith Lee. Where's Keith Lee? He keeps showing up. You know, people keep talking about him, and he keeps putting stuff out on Twitter and social media, whatever. And put all these weird messages and stuff, and not really saying what's going on with him, or if anything is going on with him, or what other he's not doing, or what they're going to do. He is a talent that got brought over from NXT that could have done big things. And they haven't done it. I don't know. Again, I don't know what his status is. I don't know what's going on with him. I did read some stuff earlier about him because he surfaced on the internet again. But really nothing came of it, even though he surfaced again and said
he's
something
not injured,
on Twitter.
Right?
Really nothing came of it. From
he
what
injured?
Other people were saying, just from what I read, they're saying he's fine, that there's nothing wrong with him. And those people that know him personally aren't talking and saying anything as to what his status is and what's going on. So, I mean, I don't know what the deal is. I don't know if it's just because they don't. I find it hard to believe, and I hate it when they say they don't have nothing for this person. I find it hard to believe that they can't think of something for this guy to do.
Yep.
I think if he was built up properly in the way he should have been when he was brought over to Raw, I think he could have been one of those believable superstars that could have gone up against Lashley. I would have loved to see it.
Yep.
I'd love to see him go against Lashley. If he was on SmackDown, I'd like to see him go against Roman. That would be legit.
Yeah, that's definitely another talent that's been misused, unused, or it's a waste of talent, basically. So why would you call up a guy like that? A big guy like that, that's mobile, that can wrestle, that can have moves. Why would you not use him? And the fans love him. He gets over with the fans already. You don't even have to do anything else with him. Just have him.
And I just don't understand what the deal is. I hope that we find out at some point what the deal is and why they just haven't done anything with him. I hope we find out at some point. He's just waiting to happen right now.
Yep.
unless they're waiting
away.
To repackage him. Same thing with Bray Wyatt.
Now that they
Where's Bray Wyatt, then?
Yeah, Bray Wyatt's fucking buried. He's dead and buried.
Yeah.
So another thing before we go to the rating.
And,
what?
Well, let me just say this real quick about Bray Wyatt. If you know, I heard some stuff about him too. I don't know if he's going through some stuff or he talked about mental illness and stuff, which is a serious thing because this is Mental Awareness Month, from what I understand. And it's a serious thing. So hopefully, you know, Bray's doing fine and he'll be back. And, you know, he's another one that they just – he had something good going, and then they just – Vince turns around and ruins it, as always.
Right.
And I just don't – I don't understand it. I don't get it. And I really hope they – I hope they do him justice, and I hope he's well. I hope he's really not dealing with mental issues, but if he is, I wish him well. And
me too.
I hope that he comes back real soon, man, because, you know, they don't really have anybody. Honestly, both brands, as far as I'm concerned, as far as Superstars goes, are they're playing shorthanded.
Yes.
They're shorthanded, in my opinion.
Yeah.
They only have a crap load of mid-carders and only a handful of main event talent.
Superstars, yep. Superstars.
And it's a shame. It's a damn shame.
Yeah.
AEW has more top talent than WWE does right now.
Yeah.
Definitely.
One more thing before we do the ratings. Even if the fucking man, Becky Lynch, returns, what the fuck is that bitch going to do? What is she gonna do? She's gonna face fucking Charlotte again? Like, everybody wants to fucking see that. The only match that's new that she could have is fucking Rhea Ripley. But if that's the case, what else is she gonna do? She's gonna do the same shit with the whole man gimmick? I never liked the fucking man gimmick.
Gonna,
that was bullshit.
I think she's gonna go back to Raw. Because that's where she was when she left.
Mm-hmm.
And she will be, when she gets back, I can almost guarantee that she is going to get pushed up to the main event real fast. And they're going to do it somehow, some way, just like I do with Charlotte. And because she, you know, because you saw what she did when she left, because she was having a baby. She didn't lose her title. She gave her title away.
Yep.
She gave it to Asuka because she wasn't going to be able to defend it. She was pregnant. And then she's going to want her title back. And that's how they're going to, that's what they're going to use to get her catapulted back into the title picture and get her into some matches for it. I don't know who's going to have the title at that time because supposedly she's not going to be back until when we get live crowds again, which is July. And I don't know if it's going to be a pay-per-view or if she's going to show up at a pay-per-view or just show up at a live Raw show. She might even surprise everybody and just go to SmackDown because Seth Rollins is over there, and you know how Vince likes to keep people together that are together. So she might not even realize, go back to Raw. She could go back to SmackDown only because Seth is there. But I don't see why she would do that even with Seth being there because she left unfinished business on Raw. But we'll just have to see what happens. What she does.
That's it. Probably going to win the fucking Money in the Bank briefcase.
Yeah.
Cash in.
There's a way into there's that's a good way into the title picture. And then she can pick who she wants to fight, whether it's SmackDown or whether it's Raw.
Yeah. And the women's division right now is not suffering from talent right now, and they're doing pretty good aside from the, like you said, the tag team situation. So that's the only bright spot right there right now for them. For her to come back and put her back into the title picture with the Money in the Bank. So
yeah,
we'll see what happens.
All right, gentlemen.
I mean, it's.
Oh no, you go ahead. I'm not. I'm sorry.
No. That's okay. You can go ahead with your ratings now. Let's do the fantastable rating. Fantastable, is that a word?
All right, you go first, Ahmad. You go first with your rating.
We're doing a scale of 1 to 10.
Yes, 1 to 10, yes.
1 to 10, I think this is a 4.5 for me. 4.5 with everything. I mean, there's a lot of botches. It wasn't a perfect, maybe 1, 2, 3 match that was good. I didn't like the pre-match with Sheamus.
So for me, it's a very low score. 4.5 is my score.
All right, DJ, what is your score?
I'm going to go up just a tad bit higher because I'm kind of in the middle with this because there was good things and there was bad things, and I'm kind of like right in the middle. So I'm going to give this one, well, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to give this a 5. I am at a 5 because, like I said, I am right dab smack in the middle of how I feel about this pay-per-view. Like I said, it wasn't all terrible. You know, there was definitely some good things that came out of this pay-per-view, so I'm not going to give it too much of a low score, but I will at least give it halfway score. So 5 is my score.
All right, and as for me, I'm going to give it 3 out of 10 because I only liked 3 matches on this pay-per-view. The first triple threat match with the women, the second triple threat match with the men, and the Universal title match. That was it. The rest of the pay-per-view fucking stunk. Those zombies were a fucking disgrace, and I'm glad Peacock lost a lot of viewers on their content. I hope that Vince is happy, you know, going with Peacock, and I hope Comcast is happy with this fucking deal. Go fuck yourself, WWE. Fuck you, and fuck Roman Reigns.
Oh, my Lord.
Christian, you're so positive. You're so positive.
That's hilarious.
But I agree with you. I wholeheartedly agree with you on this one, believe it or not.
They really fucking suck.
Yeah.
Anyway, just like Hell in the Cell is going to suck. But that's all for tonight. Ahmad, close yourself out.
I'll talk to you. Talk to you guys.
Say goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen. That's your outro?
Hey,
Ahmad.
Okay.
Ahmad, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, DJ. Go ahead and you close
the phone. No, I'm asking Ahmad. Ahmad. Oh, he hung up?
I think so.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he did. Well, close yourself out, DJ.
Ahmad, this is how you do it if you're still listening, pal. Thank you. Thank you so much once again, Christian, for having me here and inviting me here. I very much appreciate it. I love doing this stuff, you know I do. So I try to get on other people's streams when they ask me to, because this is what I enjoy doing very much. So thank you very much. Pay-per-view wasn't exactly a crapshoot. There were some good things that happened, so I'm not at all upset. We'll see. Again, I won't be able to watch Raw tomorrow, so I won't be able to see the aftermath of this pay-per-view play out on the Raw side tomorrow. I think I'm not going to be able to watch Friday either because I'm working late. So other than that, again, thank you, and we'll see you guys next time.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, DJ from FLA. And ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up WrestleScamia. Backlash. I have been your host, Christian from Philly. Join us next time at Hell in a Cell review show when it comes out after Hell in a Cell. But until then, keep it real, keep it heel, and as always, stay sexy. Tune in Tuesday at Fatal 4-Way Radio where we reveal who won the prediction game for Backlash, and you will be shocked by the results. But until then, good night, motherfuckers. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.